Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Nick Hawkins, who is the Chief Financial Officer of the IAG Group. Nick, great to talk to you.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having us again.
Now, as an insurer, do you find yourself having to be equal parts weatherman at the same time?
No. But obviously we've had some relatively heavy perils over the last few months. We had some fairly significant storms in Sydney in December. And then obviously we're seeing something now in northern Queensland. But in a way, that's the role we play in the community. You know, we sort of help out the community and we sort of take people's problems around and weather type volatility and we sort of help out as part of that process.
When you unpack the first half of the year, if you take that hailstorm out of the picture in December, your underlying result must have been quite pleasing for you.
Yeah, I mean, we're sort of pleased with how things are going at IAG. You know, we've been working on a number of things over the last couple of years around sort of simplifying what we do, making us a simpler place for customers to interact with us and simpler place to work in. One of the benefits of that is some of our costs are coming down a little bit. So we're starting to see that flow through in our sort of margins and sort of that sort of was in our result. And as against that, which is where we started, we sort of had some perils in the first half above our expectations, in particular the very large Sydney hailstorm that happened just before Christmas. And that sort of pushed us the other way and was a negative, obviously, in the results.
So when you look ahead to the second half of the year, you're actually predicting gross written premiums to be holding up quite nicely. What's driving that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fairly sort of, the environment sort of has got to divide into two. So within our consumer business, so sort of where we write motor and home insurance, you know, what we're seeing a pricing environment sort of roughly in line with inflation, and that's sort of flowing through the books in both Australia and New Zealand. We have, in New South Wales, we had some changes to CTP, so the compulsory third party product, where the government has changed the design of the scheme and that's causing rates to come down. They've come down a fair bit over the last 12 to 18 months and they're likely to come down further, so that's going to flow through, that's going to be a reduction in premium. And then commercial business, and remembering that at IAG, commercial is roughly a third of everything we do. Generally, the market there is sort of favourable and rates are picking up a little bit and, in fact, probably slightly above inflation.
Now, you mentioned the very unfortunate events that we're seeing in Queensland at the moment. What's your visibility around that situation at the moment from a business standpoint?
Yeah, and obviously it's pretty tough because some of the event is still playing out. But, you know, I think the question is really around how does that impact our sort of perils expectations for the second half, and we've given some guidance to the market around what that is. I mean, at the moment, we're sort of seeing that event to be within our expectations of perils for the second half. We mentioned last Wednesday at Results Day and continue to have a view that event, but it will be within our expectations of perils.
Now, you spoke a bit about the way that you've changed the model in the way that you operate in terms of what it means to be a simpler operation. What does that mean from a customer perspective in terms of your service delivery?
Yeah, I mean, sort of the front end of IAG, we sort of have these various brands. Behind the scenes, we just had quite a lot of technology and still do have quite a lot of technology that we've sort of put together over a long period of time. What we've been trying to do is simplify a lot of that. And as an example from a customer now, we have one claim system that sits, well, by the end of this year, but we've got mostly in place already, one claim system that sits across the entire organisation. So as an example from a customer's point of view, when we had the Sydney hailstorm, which obviously affected Sydney customers of IAG, predominantly those under the NRMA brand, but actually we were able to access all of IAG's operations within Australia because everyone's on the same claim systems and we could actually utilise our workforce a lot more efficiently and be able to engage with our customers a lot quicker than we have in the past. We've also been investing heavily in digital, so not only have we been simplifying, but we've been digitalising the organisation and we had a significant increase in digital lodgement of claims, so effectively online, from the Sydney hailstorm that we've had in the past. And obviously we were able to have a lot more activity occur in a shorter period of time because we had more access points into the organisation.
Okay, now on the dividend front, you reduced the dividend compared to the same time last year, but then you paid the special dividend towards the end of last year. What's your outlook in relation to payments in general?
Yeah, dividend came back a little bit in the, we sort of had reduced from the same time last year, we paid 14 cents and we reduced that down to 12 for this period. That was really driven by, even though the underlying performance was quite strong, as I just mentioned, we did have a fairly significant hailstorm in December, which brought the overall numbers down a little bit. That's what caused the reduction in the dividend in the interim. I mean, our view is company's going well. We would expect to have a pretty positive second half, and what we've committed to our owners, our investors, is that we'll pay out every year 80% of our cash earnings. So, you know, depending on how things play out the second half, we'll end up paying out in total around about 80% of our cash, well, between 60 and 80, but our recent form has been towards the top end of that range as in the final dividend.
Nick, it's always good talking to you. Thanks for making the time.
Thanks, Tom. Nice. And thank you very much for having me.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.